Welcome to Divorce Talk, a podcast for people who are contemplating divorce, going through one, or would like to know everything about the divorce process. Each episode, you'll hear from Chicago divorce lawyers from Bierman LLP, one of the largest divorce and family law firms in the state of Illinois, speak on all things divorce, from child custody, divorce litigation, mediation, the collaborative process, and everything in between. Now, here are your hosts, the Bierman Divorce Lawyers.
Hi, I'm Sandra Napoli-Diargo. I'm here today with Morgan Stogsdill and Heather Rosen. Today we're speaking about dads and children. So before we jump right into the topic, I'm going to have Morgan and Heather tell us a little bit more about themselves.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi, morning.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
So I'm Morgan Stogsdill, and I'm a partner at Bierman. I grew up in the western suburbs. I'm a product of divorce, and actually a unique divorce where my parents, although they had differences, were able to navigate it well and still remain friendly today. And I'm a mother living downtown with my family. And, you know, all of these play into my background and why I became a divorce lawyer. And I think that I have a unique perspective in how to help people going forward.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm Heather Rosen, and I grew up in the Northwest suburbs. I went to Stevenson High School, which is a really large high school in Lincolnshire, Illinois. I then went off to Penn State and did my undergraduate degree there, and then came back home for law school. And I currently also reside here in Chicago with my husband and our two daughters. And I also have divorced parents, a little bit opposite of Morgan, because my parents didn't really go through such an amicable process. But I'm here to tell you that it's okay and that the kids will end up okay so long as both parents are respectful to one another and to the process. So it's good to be here.
Great. So let's jump right into it, because working dads are watching and listening to this, and they want to hear all about, you know, what this means to them and their children. So let's just right off the gate, I've heard that laws are more favorable to women. Is that true?
I think that was a stigma a while ago. It has been changing over the years, which is really favorable to fathers. There's a big movement for fathers and more time, and that movement hasn't completely been set in stone yet, but people are taking notice. Judges are taking notice. So I don't think it's accurate and fair to say that mothers, just because they're a mother, automatically obtain more time with the children than a father.
Okay. If a father gets more time with their children, do they pay less to the mother?
That's a really interesting question. And it used to be that no, they didn't. And we used to have laws in Illinois that a father would pay, assuming that the father was the non-primary parent. If he was the payor, he would pay based on a percentage of his net income, whatever that might have been. Now, actually, after July 1st, 2017, I believe, the laws have changed in that we look at both parenting time and the income that the non-primary parent earns in terms of determining what the child support award is. So yes, the quick answer to your question is, if a father has more time, then they will pay less. But the threshold for doing so is a 40% of the overnight. So if the dad has more or less than 40% of the overnights, he will either pay under one calculation or he'll pay under another calculation. But you do see much lower child support awards if the dad has more time.
And I'll just follow up with what Heather said. You know, the law has been changed significantly from what we all used to know. And the bottom line is that sometimes the child support calculation is so low, I think you would agree with me, that it's so low that it just doesn't make sense. You cannot support a child on what the child support calculation is coming out at. So either payor or payee have the ability to say, this is above guideline, meaning we should go and increase the support, or this is way too much support. So it's something that to keep in mind, that if it comes out too low, it could be higher depending on a judge's recommendation or determination, or vice versa.
So we talk about high or low. What exactly does that mean?
It means essentially, does the amount of child support support the child within the legislature's intent? Does it support the child in living expenses, their personal expenses? It also, child support is to mean, you know, somewhat of the housing expenses and transportation expenses. If it's way too low to meet those expenses, there may be an argument to say we may need to look above the guideline of child support to make sure that the child is okay.
Mm-hmm. Back to the initial question I think that you had asked us, which was, does the amount of time that a father have with his children affect the child support? And if you just look at the statute, and I think what Morgan was trying to explain is that the court has discretion. Of course, a court has discretion in awarding more child support or less child support. But just the plain language of our statute is that, yes, if the father has more than 40% of the overnight parenting time, he will, in fact, pay less child support.
That's accurate.
So if dad traditionally has not been involved 100% because either the mom took on a greater role in the parental responsibilities or for any other reason, but now that the parents are divorcing, he wants more time. You know, he wants to spend overnights with the kids. He wants to have dinner with the kids, but he hasn't done that traditionally. How does he bolster time? How does he prove to the court that indeed he is entitled to this?
So I think there's a few things that he could try to start doing, maybe that they haven't done in the past. Number one, making doctor's appointments of the children. If historically dad hasn't been going because maybe he's working or really busy with his job, he should try to make those a priority. Making activities after work, doing things with the child or children that maybe he has not been able to do in the past, taking them places that academically help them or even just fun places that maybe, you know, mom always did that, so he let mom do it, but now it's time to step up a little more and show that he can handle more time with the children.
And I would just add to that, that the court does consider the period of time, the 2 years before the divorce, in terms of who did these primary caretaking responsibilities and who did take the kids to the doctor and who did make these decisions and what time each parent spent with the children. But the court also knows that once the family is divided and once the mom and the dad are in different households, the dad's going to get parenting time. So even if dad was the type of father that went to work and came home and maybe he did bedtime routine or something of that sort, he's still going to be entitled to overnight parenting time and to take the kids to school and to do these things just because he didn't always do them on a regular basis. I mean, the judge understands and the court should understand that the family dynamic is just going to be different going forward. And we're going to have to allot him the opportunity, the father, the opportunity at least to step up and to do these types of everyday, maybe traditional mom type roles and jobs.
And yeah, and that's a thing that we would advocate for is I don't think any court or judge is going to punish a dad for wanting to be a better dad. What they would punish is a dad saying, I do want to be a better dad, give me the time, and then I'm not going to take it or not going to come through. That's what's not looked at favorably. But if a dad truly wants to step up and be a better dad than maybe he was able to be before, everyone is going to give the congratulations to that and give the green light. That is wonderful because that's in the kid's best interest.
Assuming, of course, that it's in good faith and dad's not doing it, back to our original topic of conversation, which is just to reduce his child support award.
Correct.
So let's take a step back because for the dads that are listening and saying, okay, yes, I definitely want to make a concerted effort to be with my children 50% of the time. Right? I'm going to give mom 50. I want to take 50. But the fact of the matter is dad travels. You know, he may be traveling 3 or 4 times a month. How does the court look at that, right? I mean, he is making that effort and he wants to be involved as much as he possibly can. How does the court look at those situations? And does it hinder his ability to get 50-50 time?
Sure. So well, if dad's not physically present, then the judge is not going to have that many options in terms of what to do, because if dad's not there, then mom should be the one that is first responsible for the children before a caregiver of some sort. But on the other hand, in this day and age, the court and the judges and even us as attorneys, we get really creative in making sure that whatever the family dynamic is, mom travels, dad travels, we're able to create an arrangement that works so that the children really can maximize the time that they see both their parents.
Correct. And one thing that we want to make sure too, and Heather and I do this on a daily basis, is make sure that the children maintain a stable schedule. So for instance, if dad's schedule is I travel Monday and Tuesday every week of every, you know, 4 weeks in a month, then we work around it. But if dad's schedule is I have 4 nights and I don't know my schedule until maybe the month before or the week before, that's where you have to get a little bit even more creative with notice provisions and things like that, just to make sure, are the kids living a stable life with this parenting schedule?
So let's talk about stay-at-home moms, okay, because of dad's schedule, or just because it worked for the best interest of their family. Mom was a stay-at-home mom, and dad was the financial provider. Now they're getting divorced, and dad legitimately wants 50% of the time, wants to pay 50%. As a dad, how does he protect his assets, you know, during this process and still provide for his children, but he may not necessarily think he needs to provide for his wife? You know, I know that's a fully loaded question, but, you know.
I think that's about 10 questions.
But yeah, how does the court look at that?
First and foremost, I would say that the earlier that the dad or the father or the payor, the person that's going to be supporting the family, can come to see Morgan or myself, the better. Because there are a lot of things that we can do preemptively in these types of cases to help a father navigate the divorce process and post-dissolution before it even begins. If you wait too long in these proceedings to see an attorney, then you are going to set yourself up for failure. So I would say the first thing to do would be to come talk to Morgan or myself. In terms of the court and a judge, there are realities here. And if dad were always out of the home working and mom was always in the home working, and depending on the age of the children, of course, if mom's alleging she's a stay-at-home mom and you have two children who are almost off to college, then the judge might say, you need to go get a job, mom. But if you still have young kids at home and dad was the one that was the breadwinner and mom was historically a stay-at-home mom, then for everyone's best interest, it's probably going to continue on in some sort of facet as it had been. But there are definitely certain ways that we can divorce plan and help these dads, fathers, men that are in situations where they think, I'm just going to lose half of everything that I have by virtue of getting a divorce. And we're here to protect and to help and to assure that that does not happen.
So I've heard the term Disney dad. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that?
We have.
What does that mean?
Disney dad is a term that sometimes is used in these situations where it's a dad who hasn't been super involved. And then all of a sudden the divorce proceedings start and dad wants 50% or 100% of the time because they think they can handle it. And so then when they get time, what do? Disney dad, right? Take them to Disney World. That's an extreme situation, but it's just all fun, right? So it's dad gets time on, you know, the weekends. And what does he do? Well, he runs from museum to play place to play place. And so the child's having a great time, but there's really no structure. There's no real homework. That's a Disney dad. That's what people are talking about.
That's great.
Sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
I think anyone wants a Disney dad, but are they really making the decisions? Should they really have all that parenting time if they're not getting the homework done? These are the types of things that we need to consider when we have a Disney dad or a Disney mom.
And I was just going to say that. I mean, it can work both ways.
Absolutely. Right. And these are the types of things, you know, following up with what Heather said, is that if you come to us early enough and we talk to you, we're going to hear those kinds of things coming out of a client's work with them and say, hey, if we go forward, this is what may come out and people may say about you. Let's try to work backward and figure out a way to remedy this so we don't have to have that argument in court, in mediation, with your ex.
Come up with a plan. We can help our clients come up with a plan before we even enter into the divorce arena.
So let's talk about that. You had mentioned that a couple times. How can the dad best plan for his divorce?
It's sort of a broad question because there's financials and then there's parenting issues and then there's everything in between. But first and foremost, we need to make sure that we can get a balance sheet together, determine exactly what it is that's at stake when we're talking about the financials. And we're able to know, like, these are the accounts that we have to divide. This is the amount of money that we have in the household. This is historically who was making the money. And then we have the parenting issues. So we can ask dad to put together a schedule. What did your calendar look like as a house for the 30 days or the 45 days or the 60 days preceding you even coming in to talk to one of us? What was happening? And how can we sort of rejigger that calendar to make it so that maybe it's just that you need to spend more quality time with your children and you need to be less of a Disney dad so that the court knows that you are fit to make these types of important decisions that you're going to have to make on behalf of your children. And that, in fact, if you do have your children overnight, you understand the bedtime routine. You can get them off to school on time, that you actually can do this stuff, even if you historically didn't do it. But let's look at what you did and let's make it even better. And then potentially down the road, we can talk about a divorce.
Okay. Any other last information you'd like to provide dads as it relates to parenting time and, you know, some things that they should think about?
Heather pretty much hit it all in this last conversation. But the one thing that I think we can help with is a lot of fathers are traveling for work now that we see. And so what we want to do is have them come in, bring their work schedule, talk to us about where the flexibility may be, if any, and then let us work out different child care plans for them so that they can wrap their head around, okay, this is what I may be looking at in the future. This is how I can manipulate my travel schedule to make it work best for my children. Because as Heather and I have discussed, children are number one. We want to make sure that they're stable, they're happy, and they're supported. And so the quicker we can talk to any dad about this and how to make that plan, the better.
And I would just say that a father is a very, very important role in a kid's life. We value that here at Bierman. We represent many men and women, and it's important that we make sure that dads have as much parenting time as they can with their kids because the kids need them.
Great. This has been really, really interesting. So thank you for watching and thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more about Morgan or Heather, please visit their bios at www.biermanlaw.com. You haven't heard the last of them. They'll be on other podcasts and they have been on previous ones. Feel free to reach out to them directly or any of the attorneys here at Bierman. If you like this podcast, please watch the other ones. Please subscribe to the podcast channel. Like us on Facebook and LinkedIn, where we are constantly updating and providing divorce news. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Divorce Talk. Visit our website at www.biermanlaw.com, where you can subscribe to the show so you'll never have to miss a single one. Please also follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn and subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating. Be sure to tune in next time for another enlightening episode.